Over the years, 12-year-old Jamie Terrell and her mom have worked together on many school projects. They've collected butterflies and identified flowers. But now they're looking for something different.
What do you think it looks like? Does it look like a feathered friend or a furry friend?
A squirrel.
Think so? Mm-hmm. I'll go by a little slower.
After three drive-bys, Jamie and her mom finally determined this is indeed a squirrel. But it was kind of hard to tell at first, since it had been run over so many times. Jamie makes some notes about the location of the squirrel, the speed limit on the road, and the weather conditions. Then they drive on. The next day, Jamie and her classmates report their findings during the roadkill roll call.
Okay, roadkill participants, any new... Yes?
Rabbit,
where at?
30th Street.
30th Street? Okay, today we'll enter it on the computer.
Blake Mazurek's sixth grade class is one small part of a much larger project. Thousands of students in more than 35 states are helping to collect data about roadkill. The participants can be in any grade, but they all have to follow the project protocol. Each day they travel an assigned stretch of road, usually a mile or two long. When they spot a dead animal, they record pertinent data. Now, kids being kids, they're naturally intrigued by all things grotesque, including dead animals in the road.
What'd it look like?
Well, it was all smashed up and bloody and stuff like that.
All I saw mostly was the tail. It looked like it's been there for a day or two.
At this point, you may be wondering what kids could possibly learn from a flat cat or a squished squirrel. Well, as it turns out, plenty. They learn about different habitats, migration patterns, and the conflicts between humans and animals that result from development.
As we move into habitats that an animal, for example, has a particular pathway that they go every day to go get their food, if we build a road across their pathway, that animal now has to cross over the road.
Blake Mazurek just signed up for the Roadkill Project this year. It's a voluntary program for his students at Prairie View Junior Middle School in Granville, Michigan. But the Roadkill Project's been going on for more than 6 years overall. It was the brainchild of Brewster Bartlett. Bartlett, or Dr. Splat, as he's better known, is a ninth grade science teacher in Derry, New Hampshire. He says at first most kids think the idea is crazy, but then they gradually awaken to its larger implications.
They have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They're interested, and eventually they start to piecemeal the project together as saying, well, there are a lot of animals being killed. What can we do to stop that?
Dr. Splat began the project as a way to integrate internet technology into the classroom. So he set up an email system to exchange roadkill data with other classes. The project started small, mostly in New England. But the internet has grown, and so too has the Roadkill Project. Now there's an entire website where students from all over the country can swap data about the animal fatalities in their hometowns. Dr. Splat says he's often amazed at the connections the kids make, like the student in Florida who found a correlation between roadkill and litter.
She noticed that a lot of kids apparently were throwing apples after they eat the apple. On the road. And she came up with the idea, well, if you throw food outside onto the road, it's going to attract other animals. And I never even thought of that.
The real beauty behind the project is that almost any teacher can find a use for flattened animals in their lesson plans. The students can keep track of data by making charts and graphs. They can learn about geography by studying reports from schools in other states. They can even look up data from the previous years to trace the history of roadkill. You might think of it as roadkill across the curriculum. Dr. Splat says the Roadkill Project is growing all the time. There are now students signed up in such far-flung places as Montreal, Moscow, even Hong Kong. But that really doesn't surprise Dr. Splat. He says there's something about roadkill that appeals to kids everywhere. And teachers are learning the project is a stepping stone to larger lessons.
what I think the Roadkill Project is, it's a hook. And basically it's a way of bringing in things into the curriculum, and by the time the kids figure it out, it's too late because they've learned.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Granville, Michigan.